This morning, we bring you another edition of our poetry series. We're focusing on a series that is taking place virtually for the time being, but as the weather gets nicer, in theory, and folks get their vaccines, it may eventually be able to move to a live and in-person event. It's Climate Emergency Poetry. One of the co-founders of the series, Phil Fitzpatrick, joins us this morning to talk about it a little bit. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing? And happy Earth Week.
Earth Week, 51 years, Laura said. Yes, I remember where I was on the first Earth Day. Yep, I do. There's a way for one's mortality to kick one in the pants. The last Earth Week, talking about school kids, the last, not Earth Week, Climate Emergency Poetry event featured students from a variety of locations. Talk about that a little bit. And I'm curious for your take on them, both as a poet and as an educator.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here. And my colleague and co-host, John Harold, came up with the idea many months ago. We've been featuring adult poets, mostly from the Twin Ports area. And he said, I want to get some school kids involved. And so we started planning and asking around and trying to locate poets in schools. And lo and behold, we came up with a really magical bunch of students, two from Marshall School, Ella Grimm and Daniela Majuega, two from Denfeld, Sam,
and I've got his clip here,
as
a matter of fact. Sam Gilbert.
Gilbert. Right.
Sam Gilbert from Denfeld. And we can,
right.
Yeah.
And Lilia Sackett. And then we had a student from UMD, Stina Myra, who's been with us pretty much from the beginning as a representative of the Minnesota Public Interest Research Group at the campus.
And she is also a volunteer at KUMD, by the way.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I just want to throw that out there.
But
yeah, you know where to find all the cool people. I'm just saying.
Exactly. And she had a very beautiful video version of her poem, which we have put up on our Climate Emergency Poetry website. But these students all were eager to join us, and they did a remarkable job.
One of the things that I have noticed as a person with a college-age kid is that these young people are fierce. The things that they care about, the things that they believe are wrong, they believe are wrong. And the things they believe are right, they believe are right. Now, you and I both know that there comes a period of time in college where you really think that you have a lot of these things figured out. But these folks are talking about bigger issues. They're talking about issues of gender equality. They're talking about issues of racism and sexism and unfairness and discrimination. And they're talking about climate change and our responsibility to our planet and one another. They're really fierce. And I think we were too busy being polite. Is that fair?
Perhaps. I also think we were a bit spoiled and things were going along pretty well for us. And until, I don't know what the tipping point was, but I think in large part, as far as the climate's concerned, thanks to Greta Thunberg and Sweden, we've got activists throughout across the world, and I've attended a couple of conferences featuring young people around the world doing very, very remarkable things, not just demonstrating, but talking, doing research, making projects in their science fairs at school that explain how climate change works and what can be done about it. And it's just a remarkable groundswell. And I feel very fortunate that we can get some of the, just a few of those young people to participate with our little project here in Duluth. And by the way, in our next project, in our next iteration of climate emergency poetry, we're going to tap some poets from outside of the Duluth area. So the listeners should be put this on their calendar, too. It's going to be on May 16th.
And we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find that information.
Great.
I want to talk a little bit, too. Jamie Harvey was our guest, and I'd like to talk a little bit about his contribution. But first, you were thoughtful enough to provide me with a reading from Sam Gilbert. And we have a reading here. The first piece, he's going to explain this. The first piece is something that he wrote himself. The second piece is something that he wrote, that he read, that belonged to someone else. And of course, he gives attribution there. But I'd really like to hear this because it's really pretty cool. So here is Sam Gilbert live from Climate Emergency Poetry.
Please welcome to the stage, Sam Gilbert.
Hello. Today I have two poems for you. I'm going to be reading one of my own that I call The Earth's Body. And then the second one I'll be reading is a poem by Tupac Shakur called The Rose That Grew From Concrete. So I'll go ahead and start you off with mine. The grass is the earth's skin. Our children pick and pry at the earth's grass like a burning scab. They learn the inner workings of earth through their touch and joy. Our leaders tear into the dirt. They claw through its skin, letting the blood run dry. They don't care about the ground's pain. They don't care to let the earth heal. But we can give back to the earth. Let the earth heal, tend to its ground with the richest of soils, and leave the grass and trees to grow. The earth is like skin, and we must treat it as so. The water is earth's organs. Our children play and swim in our lakes, feeling the flow of Earth's systems. They consume its loving liquid, fueling their energized bodies. Our leaders drill into our waters, caring little of the pollution it lets out. They leave the organs to shrivel and sicken. Our leaders fill the waters with violent chemicals, like flooding their lungs with deadly toxins. But we can clean the ruined organs. We stop the contamination of deadly compounds and end the violation of water's ecosystem. Care for the children's freedom in the seas. The water is like our organs, and we must treat it as so. The air is the earth's brain. Our children run and rest in the winds, the air changing their innocent brain, charging their innocent brains. The air breathes life into the hearts of our youth, like the air fuels every environment on earth. But our leaders flood the earth's brain with toxic gases, ruining the beautiful inner workings of each environment. They inject their cruel, selfish intent into the world's brain, careless to the innocent creatures that consume its gases. But we can plant critical thought into the earth, letting the plants release a cry against the pain, against the brain's pollution. We can fight the brain of the world, fight for the brain of the world using our air and brains, challenging the corruption. The air is like Earth's brain, and we must treat it as so. So that was my own, and now I'll finish off with a poem by Tupac Shakur. The grass that grew from concrete. Did you hear about the rose that grew from a crack in the concrete? Proving nature's law is wrong, it learned to walk without having feet. Funny it seems, but by keeping its dream, it learned to breathe fresh air. Long live the rose that grew from concrete when no one else cared.
I think that is I think those are marvelous. I think he chose wonderfully, and I would not have immediately tapped Tupac Shakur as an environmental poet.
Exactly.
And yet
inspired.
It was a beautiful selection. It was it was beautiful writing, and those are the ways that we change our minds about the way we see other people when we let them surprise us a little bit.
Right. I just can't say enough about Sam's contributions, and I'm really glad that we were able to record the show and bring it to your listeners this morning.
Well, again, it will be marvelous when we're able to actually meet in person for some of these events, and yet the ability to record does give it the opportunity for a lot of people to take part and a lot of people to enjoy it who may or may not be able to travel to a location. So there is an upside. So tell us a little bit about what Jamie Harvey, his participation. Now, did Jamie actually write something original to contribute?
Yeah. He spoke from notes for pretty close to 15 or 20 minutes, and he took some questions from the audience and mostly was talking, as Jamie does, about the importance of working together and solving problems together, not getting cowed by the fact that the climate is changing, but rather gathering together, finding solutions together, and being grateful beyond measure for all the gifts that the earth offers us. And I think he feels strongly that the more important thing is for us to collaborate. And this is something that John and I have been working on throughout the course of climate emergency poetry, which is to continue the individual efforts and work harder to team up and work together. And this is was demonstrated last week by the Duluth City Council approving unanimously the declaration of climate emergency in Duluth. And we're the second city in Minnesota to declare such an emergency. And that gives us momentum to create a climate action plan, which is now in the works in the city, and theoretically it'll be, well, it's not theoretical, it's been required to be completed by the end of the year.
So there's a deadline is attached to it, in other words.
Right, a deadline. It may seem far away, but knowing how fast time goes, it's probably just enough time for the city's sustainability officer, Mindy Granley, to spearhead the efforts to create an action plan. Mindy was one of our speakers early on in a climate emergency poetry, and she did a great job.
And of course, she was at UMD until fairly recently, and so she's been a guest on this program a number of times, and it's great to have her heading up efforts for the city. Phil, we'll talk with you next time a little bit about the May 16th event, and we'll get kind of a sneak peek of that coming up when we talk next time. But thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you along, and congratulations on a successful edition of Climate Emergency Poetry. I don't suppose you have any way of knowing yet if you might be able to hold the May 16th event live, or if are you still planning on doing it virtually at this point?
The May 16th event will be our hopefully our last Zoom event, and we're working hard in conjunction with Wusso's Concert Cafe to have the June event be outdoors. But we'll have to wait
marvelous.
And see how it goes.
Well, and of course, it would be just like, you know, well, it'd be just like Mother Nature. See, look at me picking a fight with Mother Nature to say, okay, we're going to rain on your climate emergency poetry event.
Right. Well,
but that's what tents are for. That's what those big outdoor tent doohickeys that go up in the parking lot are for. Phil, once again, thanks so much for being our guest and looking forward to our next conversation.
Thanks very much.
Phil Fitzpatrick is one of the co-founders of the Climate Emergency Poetry Series. April 18th, they had an event. Many students from East, Marshall, Harbor City, Denfeld, and UMD took part in that event. The next one is May 16th. They're hoping that's going to be their last Zoom event. And after that, they can move into live and in color outdoors. So won't that be a deal? We'll keep you posted. We'll get some links set up so you can find more information.